And now we bring you a thrilling crime detection story taken from the pages of the leading detective publication, True Detective Mysteries Magazine. Our story begins in a little farming community of Florence, Colorado.
All the fresh! A vegetable, all the fresh! Oh! Oh, stop you!
Well, you don't like it, we pay. If you don't like it, stop running. No, only say whoa. Hello, Mike. Bring you a nice vegetable. Nice and fresh.
Yeah, sure, I know. Like yesterday's, eh? You don't know what a fresh vegetable looks like. They turn rotten when you touch them. Even your horse can't stand working for you.
How come you say that? Neroni's a very kind of man. He has the best farm in the whole neighborhood. I tell you, take a look at that lettuce. A nice crisp.
I don't know why I buy anything from you. Now, give me 6 heads.
And the tomato?
You call them tomatoes? I thought they were cherries.
You like always to make it the fun when I...
What's the matter?
Beautiful.
What in blazes are you talking about, Neroni?
That the girl over there, she is beautiful. What's her name?
Her? She's Antonietta. Works here as a waitress.
Don't miss a got to meet to her. She's beautiful.
No, no, you don't. She's a good girl, Neroni.
Hey, come back. Come back here. Hey, what's the idea of running away?
I didn't run away, Mr. Riley.
No, I didn't mean you, Antonietta. I was talking to this guy.
Don't you worry about this guy. I just want to talk to this girl a few minutes. I'll go soon.
Yeah, I'll see that it is soon.
You're the boss. He's a very nosy guy, eh?
Mr. Riley, we all think he's a real gentleman.
Oh, sure, sure. What's your name?
Antonietta. I'm new here.
Yes, I know that. I come here for 8 months. I never see a more beautiful girl than you.
Oh, stop that, mister.
Call me Tony. Antonio Neroni is my name. But you call me Tony.
All right. Tony.
And I call you Antonietta? Antonietta. That's a nice name.
Hey, Neroni, you still in the vegetable business?
Sure thing. I'm coming. I'll see you again tomorrow, Antonietta. Tomorrow, maybe. Goodbye, beautiful.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, beautiful.
Oh, hello, Helen. You kidding me?
Who's the new Romeo, and why doesn't he get his pants pressed?
I don't know who he is. Well, that is, Mr. Riley buys vegetables from him. His eyes. They're so...
Uh-oh.
What do you mean by that?
You aren't falling for that farmer, are you?
Oh, don't be silly. I fall for a guy like that.
I recognize a little something in that tone. Okay, beautiful. Far be it from me to come between you and your farmer boyfriend.
Come on, girls. Break it up.
Yes, Mr. Riley. I'll go up front.
No, you stay here, Antonietta. I want to talk to you.
I get it.
So long.
Antonietta, I have no right to speak to you this way. It's none of my business, but, Neroni... Well, his reputation ain't so good in town.
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Riley. He doesn't mean a thing to me.
Yeah? Well, I'm not so sure, see? Remember, I'm telling you this for your own good.
Sure. I understand.
He has a way with him, like a snake.
Now, Mr. Riley...
Now, let me finish. Now, he hypnotizes you, and then... Well... Now that I've told you, you can do as you please.
Thanks, Mr. Riley.
I can tell you. Riley, he don't like me.
It isn't that, Tony. She just told me that, well, that some people said you weren't so nice, I guess.
Oh, that's all he's saying, eh? You know what, before he talk like that, you know? Well, I tell him. He loves you. That's why he wants you.
Don't be foolish, Tony. I don't mean this much to Mr. Riley. He certainly doesn't mean a thing to me.
Maybe yes and maybe no. Oh, Antonia, I want to speak to you. Well, what do you want?
What do you have, folks?
Go on, you, when I want you, of course.
Hey, don't be so sassy, mister. This ain't no waiting room. We want customers here, see?
Bring me some ginger ale, please.
Right.
Tony, you have a terrible temper. He'll get you into real trouble if you don't watch out. Try to control him, please.
All right, I'll take care. I'll take care. Antonietta, oh, I love you. I want you to marry with me.
What? Marry you? Well, I've only known you since yesterday. How can you expect me to answer? Well, such a serious question.
Well, tell her, you can answer easy. All you gotta say is yes. I have a good farm. I make a good living for you, Antonietta.
Tell me. Here you are, miss. Ginger ale.
Oh, that the waiter, he bothered me on the first.
Tony, watch your temper, please.
Oh, sure, I watch. Tell me, Antonietta, you love me a little bit?
I don't know if I do or not, Tony. There's something about you that...
The what?
That attracts me, I guess. Your eyes. Oh, but then your temper. I know I'd never be able to get along.
Well, why not try it for a little while?
What?
I see you. You don't get what I mean. I mean, work for me. Be cook for me and my partners. And then maybe you see if you love me.
No, I couldn't do that.
Because why?
It wouldn't be right, that's why.
What's so wrong, Antonietto? You don't have to be afraid of anything. I pay you more than Mr. Riley. And you work, that's all. I want you to know me, to love me. You don't think I'm going to do anything wrong, do you?
No, no, no. I won't work for you. Absolutely not.
Are you like our new cook, eh, Dominic?
What's the difference? The older one was just as good.
You hear what he say, Antonietta? You're no better than the older cook. He's a crazy, my partner is. The older one was another half as a beauty.
Remember what you promised, Tony.
Sure thing, I remember.
You got more soup?
Sure, all you want. Here.
Where is that, Kelly?
He's working.
Listen, why don't you call him and tell him the dinner is ready?
If he don't know, why should we worry?
Oh, you're a nice partner, eh, Dominic? Go get that collie, I say.
All right, but don't howl.
Fools. That's what they are, fools. Maybe they think I care whether they eat or not. Fool.
Why did you make him call your other partner?
You want to know why? Listen, I tell you. Because I love you. Because I want to be alone with you, that's why.
Tony, you promised.
Ah, you talk like a foolish girl, Antonio. I promise, sure, but to keep a promise, that's the difference. You know, I love you. I love you the first time I look at you. Now, I want you to marry me.
Oh, no.
You got to change your mind.
I'm making you change, Antonietta.
Here comes Ercole. Now, you will not bother me no more, Tony.
What's the matter, Ercole? You need a butler to ring the dinner bell?
No, I want to finish your work and let us punch. There's too many weeds in there.
Next time, you get no dinner if you come late.
What do you mean? What do you think you are, huh? We're no worker for you, Tony. We are a partner, see?
Yeah, Ercole is right, Tony. This farm is as much ours as yours. We not have to stand before you make this place a love nest, or...
Oh, so that's it, huh? You don't want I should love Antonietta, eh? Maybe you fellas love her.
Don't be crazy.
Yeah, you're nuts, Tony. We love her, huh?
What's the matter with her? Eh? What's the matter?
Nothing the matter with her, only...
Only what?
Only the whole of town says she must be crazy if she see anything in you. That's all.
So, the whole of town are not minding his business, eh?
You're big a fool, Tony. You ask a Dominic Italian, no? No use of getting sore.
Tony, I'm going to leave in the morning. I can't stay here. You heard what they said.
I tell you, you don't leave. I fix everything. Just you give me a little time to think. I'll be back soon. I've got a thing.
It's Tony, he can always take it on the chin, eh?
He never could.
I don't know what to do. I can't stay
here.
Sure,
I know. You can't stay here and you can't run away. That's what they all say about Tony. He hypnotizes you like a snake. And then he strike.
Then he strikes?
Dominic, he's all right, Antonietta. If you want a peace, leave. Leave now. There's no tell what Tony will do when he gets it back. I can see him on the field now. He gets mad by the minute. So burns himself up.
Sure, yeah. And if he know we tell you to leave him, he'll stop at nothing.
Sure.
I know Tony. He even a kill.
Dominic, he's all right, Antonietta. He's all right.
What do you say? Tell me what you're talking. Antonietta, what they tell you?
Oh, nothing. But I have something to tell you, Tony.
What? Listen, I know it is you marrying me, eh?
No, I'm leaving you tonight, now. I can't stand this any longer.
Now I see. I understand. My partners, they talk to you, they give you ideas, eh? You know what Neroni do. You know what I do.
I don't want any letters, I told you. But there's one thing I do want, Neroni. I want to know where Antonietta is.
She ran away.
Well, he said she ran away, but I don't believe him.
I don't either. Where's Dominic?
Dominic and Antonietta ran away.
So did Ercole. Nobody's seen him for days. Neroni's partners and Antonietta are gone. Nobody knows where they are.
Hey, he killed them. Neroni killed them.
kill Dominique and Ercole and Antonietta. She would have married him, so he killed her.
Where did he hide him? Let's find out where
he put him. Tell the police. He's dangerous, that man.
Police? No, no. We never spoke to the police.
Where's Dominique?
Now, you people know what I'm talking about. Why don't you answer?
What do you know about Neroni?
What happened to his partners or that girl who's working for him?
Well, it's no use, Chief. They won't tell us a thing. They know we're police.
Yes, you're right, Gabe. Come on. I've got an idea. Sit down, Fabrizio. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Chief.
I don't suppose you know what this is all about, Fabrizio. So I'll give you the whole story in a jiffy. We need your help on a tough case. We think you're the only man that can handle this job because it involves your people. You understand them and they believe in you. We can't get a peep out of them.
I'll do anything I can to help, Chief.
Well, it sure looks like we're going to need help, plenty of it.
What's it all about?
Well, I'll tell you. You know that farmer named Neroni?
I don't know him, but I've heard about him.
Well, he had two partners named Dominic and Ercole who shared his home. That is, if you can call that joint a home.
Yeah, it's an awful-looking dive.
Now, a few weeks ago, this Neroni guy goes gaga over a waitress named Antonietta. He met her in Mike Riley's coffee pot while delivering vegetables.
Well, what kind of a girl is she?
Was, you mean. We can't find her. We can't find Neroni's partners.
I understand. Where does she live?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Neroni induced that girl to live up at his place and cook for him and his pals. I understand he paid her more than she earned waiting on tables. Well, anyhow, as I said before, the three of them disappeared. We looked everywhere for some little clue, but found nothing.
And we arrested Neroni.
That's right. Now, we're holding this guy, but we can't hold him for long without any evidence. He's trying to find a lawyer now who'll get him out for writ of habeas corpus.
The looks on your faces, I assume that you suspect...
There's no use of us mincing words, Fabrizio. We suspect the worst. Murder. And we grilled him for hours, but all he says is they run away. My guess is he'll never crack.
I have an idea, Chief.
I thought you would, Fabrizio. What is it?
You say he's in jail?
Yep.
All right. Let's do this. We'll send for...
Get in there, you mug.
Hey, don't push, copper.
How long are you keeping me here?
I don't know, sweetheart. Here, I brought you a roommate if you're lonesome.
Now listen, come back and let me get out of this place. I tell you, you can't keep me in the jail.
Hey, pipe down, you punk.
You call him me.
Now, look here, you crumb. I'm sharing this bunk with you, see? Go on that corner and shut up. I'll wrap this stool around your neck, understand?
You're not going to talk to me like that. I'm in no room.
I wouldn't care if you were to set your liberty. Get down there and shut up. What's your name?
Mine's Tony Neroni.
I ain't asking you who you are, and I don't care what your name is.
Here's the police, sir. They arrest you?
No. I arrested myself because I wanted to look at your pain. That's what happened. Hey, turn around. I can't stand that mug of yours.
You're a tough guy, eh?
Wrong again. I'm here for picking daisies.
You steal?
Hey, what's it to you? I ain't asking you what your line is, am I?
Then Donna got an all right to arrest me.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I didn't do nothing.
Hey, listen, pasty face. I don't care what you did or didn't do, see? Keep on squawking. If you didn't do nothing, I'll push you through them bars.
Why you get arrested?
Me? Well, all I did was cut a sailor's throat for $12. They put me here for being so cheap.
You killed him?
What do you think?
But that's a murder, to kill somebody.
You're a pretty wise guy to open it all out by yourself.
That's right. They arrest you if you murder somebody.
Yes, sir. Hey, what are you here for? For telling kids there ain't no Santa Claus?
No, they got no right for arresting me. I don't do nothing.
Yeah, that's a hot one. You didn't do nothing. What'd they charge you with?
What?
They must have arrested you for something. What you here for, your help?
Police say that maybe I killed somebody.
Oh, maybe you killed. Well, did you?
No.
You mean to say they put you in this jug for nothing?
I no kill.
Well, then I can't help you.
You can't help. What do you mean you can't help?
Listen, you punk. If you're here for doing a man-sized job, I could teach you the ropes. Tricks of the trades order. If you're here for nothing, I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
I don't do nothing.
Okay, so you didn't. Now shut up and leave me alone. I want to think.
Then what?
Well, I used every trick I knew, Chief, but he wouldn't fall.
It looks like my plan didn't work.
No, we must work fast or he'll be out of jail. Neroni has already retained a lawyer. Can't stall much longer.
Well, won't we for anything else, Chief?
No, you can leave if you want to. If I need you again, I'll call you.
So long.
Right. Turner speaking. Hello, Richards. What's up? What? Yeah? Yeah. We sure are working on that Veroni case. Who? Giuseppe. He's who? Oh, brother, eh? That's nice. Yeah, sort of makes it a nice quartet, four of them. When did this happen? Yeah, I see. I get it. Okay. Right, so long.
What's the matter, Chief? What happened?
Oh, another guy disappeared, and the gossipers charged that to Neroni, too.
Well, how could they? He's been in jail the last week.
I know, but this man disappeared before we arrested Neroni.
Before? Who is he?
A fellow named Giuseppe. He's Dominic's brother.
Brother? Good heavens, Chief. You don't mean to tell me that Neroni killed all of them?
Well, it doesn't seem possible. But I don't know what else could have happened to them. Richards reports that Giuseppe told his wife he was going to see his brother Dominic. He never returned.
Four people missing.
Missing or murdered? Well, we can't prove it. They've gone over his house, the fine-tooth comb. Can't find a single clue. Not even a drop of blood.
I've got another idea, Chief. It's a long shot, but I think we ought to try it.
I'll try anything. What is it?
Neroni knows that we're holding him here as a suspect of the murder of three people. As far as he's concerned, we know nothing of this fourth man.
That's right.
Now, Neroni doesn't know me, but he's heard of me. I've done a lot of favors for his people in town.
Yeah, they know of you, all right, and they like you.
All right. Now, my plan is this. I'll see this Neroni and tell him I can save him.
We'll follow you, Fabrizio.
Well, there's nothing Neroni would rather do than leave this country. He'd believe me when I tell him that I can get him a passport because I've done that for some of his friends.
I still don't understand. How are you going to find the bodies we're looking for by promising him a passport?
I'm going to make him tell us.
All right, there he is.
All right, thanks. Well, what are you waiting for? I told you I wanted to speak to this man in private.
All right, all right. You don't have to be so sassy.
Those jailers are sure fresh. You're Tony Neroni, aren't you?
Yeah.
Gee, I had some tough time getting in here to see you.
Who are you?
Fabrizio is my name. You must have heard of me.
No.
Well, that doesn't matter. I've come here to help you.
I'm no sander for you.
Yes, I know, but some of your friends sent me here.
Because of why?
I told you to help you. Now listen, I don't want any of those nosy Americans to hear me. Come over here.
What you want?
I've been sent here to see that you get a passport to go back to your native land.
Yeah?
Yes, and if you're interested, I'll tell you how you can show these fool Americans that we're smarter than they are.
Sure, we're lots of smarter.
Not so loud. You're here because the police suspect you of killing three people.
Not to me. They run away. I know kill.
Shut up. There's only one way for you to prove that you didn't kill those three people.
How?
Tell the police the truth.
You mean the truth?
Yes. Tell them how Giuseppe killed them and hid the bodies.
Giuseppe?
Not so loud. Now, the police don't know that he ran away yet. What you've got to do is to tell them how Giuseppe killed Antonetta and the others. How he threatened you and then ran away.
Suppose, they don't believe.
Don't be foolish. Why shouldn't they believe you? You saw Giuseppe kill them, didn't you?
Tell me, how can I prove that Giuseppe killed Antonietta and my partner?
All you've got to do is tell them that what you saw, that's all. They'll try to arrest Giuseppe, discover he's run away, and that's that. And they'll have to let you go then.
Okay, I get that. That's all of what I got to do?
Yeah. When the police ask you why you didn't tell them this before, tell them the truth.
The truth?
Sure. Tell him that you were afraid, that Giuseppe threatened to kill you if he ever found out that you told on him.
Okay, I see.
I'm leaving now, Neroni. You do what you want to, but my advice is to tell him the truth, like I said.
Sure, I tell him.
Now, remember, don't lie to the police. By the way, you know where he hid the bodies, don't you? Then tell the police. Tell him the truth. That's the best way. And goodbye, Neroni, and don't forget the truth, the whole truth.
How'd you make out?
Well, we'll wait and see. Unless I'm wrong, our fine friend will bite on the bait I've given him.
You mean to say he fell for that yarn?
Sure.
Oh, Chief, Neroni wants to see you right away. Says he's got something important to tell you.
He has, eh? Okay, I'll be right down. Gale?
Yes, sir?
Get Sloan to bring the bloodhounds to Neroni's farm.
Yes, sir.
Get the car ready. We're going to take Mr. Neroni for a little ride so he can tell us the truth.
Thank you.
How don't you like this? I'm sitting in the house with Antonietta and Dominic and Ethelie. We all stop.
Dominic, you
see, Antonietta, Dominic, you say you're good to cook.
Sure, sure, she make a good wife.
No can be a good wife, Dominic.
What?
All the wives are bad.
Oh, Ethelie, that's
you hear that? You hear that, Antonietta? Ethelie, say. Giuseppe.
What for you come?
Shut up. I come because I want to come. Ask my brother. He know.
Hey, what's the matter, Giuseppe? Why are you looking that way?
You don't know it, Dominic. You don't know what for I come.
I don't know.
You lie.
Your brother, he's a fool. Sit down, Giuseppe. Have some wine. We talk, eh?
I don't want to know wine. I don't want to know talk. I come to teach my brother a lesson.
What's the matter, Giuseppe? What have I done? Giuseppe, put out that gun.
I'm going to kill you.
That's just how it happened. I get the fright and then quick and run away.
After he shot his brother, you ran out, hmm?
Yeah.
You didn't see him shoot Antonietta or Ethelie?
Oh, no.
Then what happened?
I ran into the woods there. Later, long time. I see Giuseppe come out and dig a great big hole. Then he go in the house and they carry out a body in the tub. Three body, one by one, and a bury.
That's why we couldn't find any blood around. He carried them in a tub. And then?
Then he ran away.
Which way did he run?
Tell him the truth, Neroni.
That way.
That's where the bodies are buried?
That's right. Over there. By barn.
Okay, men. Dig over there by the barn.
All right,
Richie. Do you know why Giuseppe killed his brother?
No.
Looks like you frightened your horse, Neroni. Even he doesn't like you. You know why Giuseppe killed the others?
No can see.
You loved Antonietta, didn't you?
Sure, I'm gonna marry.
Were your partners jealous?
Tell him the truth, Neroni.
Jealous? No.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah, find anything?
Over here.
Right.
Hey, look. Look at that.
Merciful heaven. Three of them. Three innocent people.
Shot through the head, every one of them. Look, there's the tub. And one of the bloodhounds couldn't help us.
Awful. Terrible. Gale?
Yes, sir?
Phone the coroner. Have him send up the wagon.
Okay, Chief.
I okay? A free man now?
You what?
I a free man. I'll tell you how it happened. I can go away now.
You go away? Sure, you'll go away.
What's the matter? You laugh. You're telling me you're my friend.
I just want to ask you one more question. I want you to tell the truth now. The real truth, understand?
I don't gather what you mean. You say I tell.
Yes, I know. You told her the story and you think you fooled us, didn't you?
We're stupid Americans, aren't we? Well, maybe you're right. We're stupid enough, though, to want to know what you did with Giuseppe's body.
You double-crossed me.
That's not half as bad as murder, Neroni.
You lied to me. You lied. You double-crossed me. I kill you. I kill you. I choke you.
It'll keep him quiet for a while.
Yeah, he almost broke your gun on his head, Chief.
Too bad I didn't kill him. Save the country a lot of money if I did. You all right, Fabrizio?
Yes, fine, thanks.
How are you, wise guy?
Oh, he double across. I'm gonna kill him. He double across.
What did you do with Giuseppe?
He ran away. Giuseppe ran away.
Let's take him back, Chief. We'll find that other body if we have to dig up this whole farm.
Right. Boys, carry this guy to the car.
Did you see this dispatch here, Chief?
Antonio Neroni, serving a life sentence, the murder of four people whose bodies were buried on his farm, was found dead in prison last night. He was beaten to death by a fellow prisoner when he attempted to attack a party of visitors.
Yeah, nice guy, eh?
Yeah, nice and ferocious.
Yeah, you remember how he looked, though, when we blasted his phony alibi by finding Giuseppe's body?
A real look of horror.
Yeah, it matched the house he lived in. A real horror house if ever there was one.
I've just heard a thrilling story taken from the pages of True Detective Mysteries magazine, a McFadden publication.